Well, yesterday we were looking at 1 John, specifically 1 John chapter 4. And let me just read a couple of the verses that we looked at to get us going. This is 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 15, 16, and 17. It says, "Whoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath towards us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." So in verse number 15, very simple truth, but a very powerful truth. Whoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we know and believe that the love of God. This is what we looked at yesterday. See, it says we know and believe the love of God. But there's a lot of times that we go through our lives, and we can say, we can read this, we can say that seems self-evident. Yep, God is love. Yep, we know that God loves us. That seems self-evident. But we say to ourselves, okay, I believe that that's what that says. We believe that word. We read over it. But is it really truthfully what we believe? Because what we believe is evidenced by the things that we say and the things that we do in our lives. Do you really believe that God loves us? Do you really believe that God loves you today? Because there's a lot of times we wind up saying things to ourselves or even out loud where, well, God, if God loved me, why did he allow this to happen? If God loves me, where's God's love when this devastation or this tragedy or this problem or this trauma comes into my life? And we question ourselves, either in our own minds or sometimes even out loud to others. So we can read that verse and say, and this is John telling us, that we've known and believed the love that God has for us, to us, but do we really? We need to come to the place of understanding, because this is what these whole three verses are talking about. It's as we know and as we believe that love of God and that God has love for us, it's as we know that and believe that, as we know that God is love and we know that he loves us, that's how we dwell in and that's where he dwells within us. And we were looking at this yesterday, and we were looking at verse 16 specifically. And as you look at it in the Amplified, it says, "And we know and believe." So if we look at the King James, "And we have known and believed the love that God has for us." So my question again is, do we really know that? Do we really believe that? And we looked yesterday to see what know means. And when it says that we know that God loves us, know means to understand. We looked at that. We looked at recognize. Do we recognize that? But it also goes on to say, are conscious of by observation and by experience. So the question that we left with yesterday was, are we conscious? Do we consciously acknowledge that God loves us? When's the last time that you acknowledged, in your mind, you were even conscious? When was the last time you even stopped to think, God loves me. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Because probably there's hours, days, weeks, maybe even more that goes by that we don't even stop to acknowledge the fact. When's the last time you acknowledged, you were conscious of, and you acknowledged to God, God, you love me, I know you love me, and I thank you for that. Because if we're conscious of it, because this is what it says, this is to know God, it's to understand, to recognize, are conscious of by observation and experience. You know, the more conscious I am of the fact that God loves me, the more keenly aware I become of, by observation, of his love, by observation, by seeing it, and by experiencing it. As a follower in Jesus Christ, as one who has, because we started this whole verse by saying, or this whole section by saying in verse number 15, whoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he is in God. So God's dwelling in you. If you're listening today and you've acknowledged that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, if you know Jesus as your personal Savior, if you know that he is the Son of God, he became flesh, he died, and he rose again to pay the price for our victories. If you know that, then God dwells within you, and you dwell within God. And this verse tells us that God is love. So if God dwells in me and God is love, then the very love of God is in me. And then it comes back to that question. Do I know that? Because I can acknowledge that the word says that. I can acknowledge that I'm supposed to know that. But is it what I really know? In your life, recently, have you observed and experienced, because that's what it means, to know his love, to know of that love, is to consciously, by observation and experience, know that love. Have you observed that love of God in your life? Have you experienced that love of God in your life? God dwells in you, and God is love. Okay, these are just three verses, but they say so much to us, and they all just flow together in an understanding of what's being said here. God is love, and if God dwells within you, then God's love dwells within you. So you might ask yourself, as you're facing a situation, where's God in this? He's in you. You might ask yourself when trouble or trials come, where's God in this? Where's the love of God in my life? I'm not feeling loved. I'm feeling like I'm in tribulation and under assault. Where's the love? God, where's your love? Where's God in this? He's in you, and his love is in you. And the thing is, the more that we become consciously aware of that, think about this, the more you think daily, think today, think multiple times throughout the day, God loves me. God is love. God dwells in me. God's love dwells in me. God loves me. The more we're conscious of that, the more we're going to observe and experience that love in our lives. Let me say that again. The more that you are conscious of that love, have you thought about that today? Have you thought about it yesterday? Have I spent any time in the last week consciously being aware and acknowledging God's love for me, that God loves me personally? It's a personal thing. Does he love all of us? Yes, absolutely. But it's a personal thing with you. The more you're conscious of that, the more you're going to observe it, and the more you're going to experience it. Because that love is always in you, that love is always present, that love is always active. But we tend to overlook it, we tend to miss it, we tend to focus on the wrong things. Listen, God has a means of escape for you in whatever trial, whatever situation, whatever tribulation you might be in at the moment. God has a means of escape. Jesus has already provided it for you. It's already there. It's already there. If I'm looking for it and I'm expecting it because I know that God loves me and the love of God is in me, if I'm looking for it and I expect it, I'm going to be seeing it. If I'm not looking for it, if, in fact, conversely, I'm expecting the worst because that's what we do. You know, the world teaches us, yeah, brace yourself for the worst. Hope for the best. Expect the worst. That's a horrible way to live your life. Hope for the best, yes. Leave it at that. But don't prepare yourself and expect for the worst, because if you're expecting the worst, you're not really expecting that the love of God is going to be manifest in victory in your lives. And if you're not expecting it, you're not going to observe it, and you're not going to experience it. You're not going to see it manifested. It's there for you, but that's part of the role that I have to play. So that's all under the heading of, and we know the love of God. So let me read that verse again. This is verse 16 from 1 John chapter 4. In the King James it says, and we have known and believed the love of God, and we've known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So we know that God is love, and we know that God loves us. That's more than just words. We need to be consciously aware of it. So we know that. But here's the other thing, because this is what it says to start off. And we have known and believed. So we've looked at the known part, but let's take it to the next step. God is love. That love is manifested through Jesus Christ, who dwells within you. If you've accepted him, if you acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God, he dwells within you. The love of Jesus, the love of God dwells within you. So we've looked at the know. We have to both know that, but we also have to believe that. So the knowing was the union. I'm sorry, the knowing was the understanding, the recognizing, the conscious of by observation and experience. But we also have to believe. We have to know that. Do you know that? Do you know that God loves you? Do you know that God is love, and do you know that God loves you? That's the first thing you have to see and acknowledge. You have to know that. You have to know that despite what things look like, despite the circumstances or the situation, you have to know that God loves you. Now, if we've got that, then let's go to the second part, which is believe. Because John's telling us that we have to know and believe the love of God. Believe means to adhere to put faith in, to rely on the love of God, the love God cherishes for us. It's one thing to know something. It's something else to believe it. Because if I'm going through my life and the words that are coming out of my mouth on a daily basis are words of God, where are you? Are words of why does God not come through? Why does it not work when I pray? Why has the situation gotten worse and not better? Why have I not seen resolution in these things? If those are the words that are coming out of my mouth, out of the abundance of your mouth, out of the abundance of your heart, so shall you speak. What is in your heart is what you speak. You know, one of the great lessons I've learned, and I continue to learn almost on a weekly basis. See, I can sit here and I can tell you these things, and I know these things are true. I believe these things because I live these things. But still, I still sometimes catch myself, or more appropriately, my wife catches me. There's times when I'm going through things, and I think, because you might answer yourself, when I said, do you know that God loves you? And do you believe it? You may have said to yourself, of course I believe it. But here's the thing. The true evidence of what you believe is going to be evidenced by what you say, by what you speak, by the words that come out of your mouth. Because out of the abundance of your heart, out of the abundance of what you believe, out of what is in you, that's what's going to come out of your mouth. When you say things, it reveals what you truly believe. So you can say, I believe that God loves me. And you can say that I believe God is love and I believe that he loves me. You can say that, but do you really believe that? You can say, I believe it, but here's the thing. Listen to the words that come out of your mouth on a daily basis. Because I've been caught many times where I thought I was standing in faith on something, and my wife will very gently say to me, Todd, I think you need to adjust your thinking. I think you're not really operating in faith. Okay, those are hard words to hear, but I know my wife loves me. And I know that she's concerned for me, and she wants to see me walking in this victory. So when I hear her tell me those words, it makes me stop and think. And what she'll say to me is, Todd, I know that you think you're standing in faith, but these are the words that I hear you saying. And she'll say back to me the words that I've spoken. And when I hear those words spoken back to me, and I recognize that those words had come from my mouth over the last day or two, that's kind of jarring. Because it reveals to me that I said I thought I was walking in faith. I thought I was demonstrating faith. I was saying that I'm in faith. But you know what? You can say you're operating in faith, but your words will demonstrate whether you're operating in faith or not. Your words will give evidence to that. And when I hear those words presented back to me that I've shared over the last 48 hours or even the last hour or two sometimes in my life, I think I'm walking in faith, but when I hear those words given back to me and my wife says, but these are the words that I hear you saying, and when I hear those words, I realize those are words that are spoken by someone who's not operating in faith. Those are not words of faith. Those are words of doubt and unbelief. See, we can say that we believe, but listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth. Because if the words that are coming out of your mouth are words expressing anything contrary to the promises of the Word of God, if the words that are coming out of my mouth are expressing doubts instead of faith, doubts instead of confidence, doubts instead of expectancy, instead of a clear expectation, a confident expectation of what God has for me, if the words that are coming out of my mouth are not that confident expectation, but they're words of doubt, even words of distress, that tells me where I'm at spiritually. That tells me where I'm at. It tells me if I'm believing the word or if I'm believing the circumstances, the life around me. Hear the words that you say. So again, in verse number 16, it says, and we know and understand, recognize, are conscious of by observation and experience, and believe. Believe means I adhere to. I put faith in and rely on. Can you say that? Do your words put faith in? Do your words say that you are adhering to the promises of God? Or are your words saying, I hope God does this. I want God to do this. God's word says this. I hope that's what's going to happen. Listen to your words. Are they adhering to the word of God? Are they adhering to the things that God has said? Listen to your words. Are they expressing faith? Are they expressing that you rely on the love that God has for us? Because the Word of God tells us in verse number 16, we can say, we do understand. Verse number 16 makes it clear God is love. Verses number 15 and 16 and 17 make it clear that if we've accepted Jesus Christ, then God, that love of God, dwells within us, and he in us, and we in him. So we know God's love. We know that God's love dwells within us. And it says, John says, we know that God loves us. But this is the question that I have for you. This is the central point of yesterday and today. Do we really believe that God loves us? In an ethereal way, I guess we do. But in reality, in our daily living out our lives, do we truly believe that? In a theoretical way, in a conceptual way, I think we all do. But do we demonstrate that in our daily lives? Do we believe it by the way we live our daily lives? It comes from knowing and believing that God loves us. God is love. And he who dwells in and continues in love dwells in and continues in God. And God dwells and continues in him. We'll look at that a little bit further tomorrow. But that's 1 John chapter 4, verses 15, 16, and 17. And it's the question that we need to ask ourselves. I can conceptually know that God loves me, but am I living my life today like I know that God loves me and that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that his word is true and his promises are true? Do I know that he loves me? Or am I believing the circumstances and the situation? Or am I believing that through the love of God demonstrated through the life, through the incarnation of Jesus, the life and death of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, the fact that Jesus ascended into heaven, finishing the work, do I believe all of that and then all of the promises that come with that? Because the words that I'm saying and the way that I'm living my life demonstrates whether I really truly believe that God, the love of God is in me and that God does love me personally. That's the question that we have for ourselves today and every day.